The dry weather pattern will be watched closely going into spring, especially since the dryness in the Rocky Mountains is trying to expand into the central Corn Belt. After a cold February, Creighton University Professor Emeritus Dr. Art Douglas says temperatures will warm up nicely.
Some cold's going to be able to kind of work down along the Canadian border in April, but by May it's going to turn back warm again. So overall, temperature-wise, not bad for field work early planting and quite good for feedlot operations in the plains. Moisture-wise, as I pointed out before, there's an indication that maybe we're going to get some moisture from Southern California into Texas in the month of March. But boy, that's it. If we don't get the moisture, then notice as we get into April and May, the western United States really turns dry. And that dryness keeps on trying to hug the western portion of the Corn Belt.
The high pressure ridge, which is typical of La Nina conditions, will persist into the summer forecast. Douglas says there will be a companion ridge in the central part of the U.S.
So going forward with the temperature and precipitation forecast for the summer, a very hot summer from the Mexican border north through the Rockies and Western Plains, extending over into the Northwest Corn Belt. Precipitation, likewise, underneath that ridge, very dry all the way from the Mexican border to California northward. About the only moisture to speak of for the continent is over there in the Ohio Valley and up along the Canadian border from northeast North Dakota into Minnesota.
Douglas provided this weather outlook during a Cattle Facts seminar during the virtual Cattle Industry Convention Winter Reboot event. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.